Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.
This is the joke off.
All right, where's the trophy?
All right, the trophy is over there, Jade.
And okay, I
think you're currently the owner of the trophy. So every single time we play this, we put the trophy on the line.
Greatest trophy in the world. Tribute. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys, I won't lie to you. I'm sitting here with only 4 jokes today.
Ooh.
I do not have a 5th joke.
That's unfortunate.
You have a quick Google there and I'll run through the rules.
Okay. All right, okay.
How the joke off works is 5 jokes each. 5 for Jade, 5 for Damien. Take it in turns, back and forward, okay? And then at the end, there can only be one funny bugger.
That's
there
right.
can only be one winner. Give us your thoughts as the jokes unfold. Okay, Jade.
Okay, I'll go first.
Happy to go first?
I've got 5.
All right, you've got
all right.
5.
Okay. I said to the gym instructor, can you teach me to do the splits? He said, how flexible are you? I said, I can't make Tuesdays.
Oh. All right, you know what? I'll give you a little.
Oh, thanks. Sympathy love.
Yeah,
thanks,
right,
thanks
right,
for that.
Right. What about this one? What has a cheap motel and a pair of tight trousers got in common?
What?
There's no ballroom.
A cheap motel. Oh, right. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, the ballroom, is that meaning that there's no place where you dance?
We'll give that one to Jade.
What?
Let's move on to joke number 2.
You know, somebody actually complimented me on my driving today.
Oh, did they? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, they left a little note on my windscreen saying, parking fine. So that was nice.
not bad. You know what? I went on a once-in-a-lifetime holiday. Never again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God.
I'll do that again. I went on a once-in-a-lifetime holiday. Never again.
Thanks. That's much better. The
we'll
delivery
give Damo
better.
That one. It's
really?
One apiece.
Yeah.
One
apiece. That was
apiece.
Terrible.
Look,
when you eat a lot of spicy food, you can lose your taste.
Yeah.
When I was in India last summer, I was listening to a lot of Michael Bolton.
Hey, that's good. That's good. A winner, actually. I like that one. Yeah. All right. Look, I saw a woman wearing a T-shirt with Guess on it. So I said, implants?
That's good. That's good. But Bolton gets the win on that one.
Oh, yes!
This is a bloody disgrace.
When I see a man with a beard, moustache and glasses, I think... There's a man who's taken every precaution to avoid people doodling on photographs of him.
All right. No, actually, I had a delay on that one, but I actually get it. And I can relate with that.
That's
pretty good. Okay. My granddad has the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban from the Sydney Zoo.
I think Damo there. It's 2 each. It comes down to the 5th and final joke.
Oh, okay.
No
so
pressure.
Do you have a 5th?
No, I'm desperately
okay,
trying to find
one.
Okay. Take your time
disclaimer,
with this.
This is a little bit risque, okay? I've got to get in trouble for this one. A man and a woman started having relations in the middle of a dark forest. Mm. After about 15 minutes, the man finally gets up and says, "Damn, I wish I had a flashlight." The woman says, "Me too. You've been eating grass for the past 10 minutes.
Oh, Jay Tonte.
Rude. But funny.
Oh, that's rude. Oh,
getting good comments and getting good lols on our Facebook Live as we send these jokes
guys,
out on Facebook.
I'm under pressure here, you know.
Your 5th and final joke, Damien Lee.
Oh, no.
Come on, Damo.
No, how is a girlfriend like a laxative to both irritate the crap out of you? Jay gets the win this week.
Yay! Come on.
And that trophy over.
Oh, so there's so much pressure. And actually, I came up with a good one there at the end.
Michael Bolton was the win of the day, actually.
Michael Bolton, he did well.
It was very good.
Bolton for the win.
Yes.
That is the Jade v. Damien joke-off for this week. You can check it all out and share those amongst your workmates.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Yesterday, I was privy to a conversation between Jade, you, and your husband, Milko. When I say privy, I eavesdropped on a phone conversation.
Oh, right.
You were on the phone
yes.
to your husband, and I overheard how the conversation was evolving. All right. So for people who didn't hear the show yesterday, your son, little Henry, was on his way to a shoot.
Yes.
Best and Less.
Oh, yes.
Like a full photo shoot. He's a little male model.
Yeah.
And your husband, it was his job to bring him there, to get him there all in one piece, make sure everything was in order.
Yeah.
And I heard over the phone as you delivered blow after blow after blow to poor old Milko. Like you did wife 101. I overheard you as you kind of said, so what time did you get Henry up out of bed? Oh, did you not get him up at 5 o'clock so that he could have a nap a little bit later on? Now, as you, there was things that you were saying, and as I was listening, I was like, Milko already knows all this stuff. However, you are reinforcing it. You are sticking it to the man.
Oh man, I know.
Did you do his hair today, Milko? And I can hear Milko in the background going, "No, I didn't do the hair." And you were like, "Didn't I tell you? You need to do the hair at precisely 6:01, because otherwise the curls won't be in place in time for the photo shoot." Did you feed him a snack? No, I was going to get him something along the way. I precisely told you to.
Yeah, do you know why I had to have that conversation? Because he did Husband 101, didn't listen to anything I'd said the day before.
Husbands have hearing problems. Did you not know that? There's a thing that happens just after. I think it's on the wedding day where you're taken aside and someone goes and puts these things into your ears.
Your wife transmission, she no longer talks to you. It's just... it's just static white noise. Noise.
Yeah. I fell for Milko, though. I could hear, you know, in his silence, the pain he was under.
The poor guy's at home, you know, he's recovering from reconstructive shoulder surgery. He needs your support.
Well, someone needs to earn an income, and it's fallen to the shoulders of the one-year-old.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
If you've got a problem that you'd like Wave FM's Jade and Damien to discuss on the radio, feel free to get those to us through the website, or you can go onto social media. Now, this letter's actually been posted across social media and is taken off on Reddit.
Oh, okay.
So this one hasn't come to us directly, but well worth discussing.
Okay, yeah.
So a dad has posted this. My family and friends are all calling me abusive, but I cannot see how any of this is abusive or a-hole-ish in any particular way. Mm-hmm. So here's the story. I've got two kids, a boy who's 16 and a daughter who's 14. Last year, my daughter decided to go vegan. Now, I don't have any problem with this one bit. I give her the money that I would spend on food for her anyway, and then she goes off and buys her own food, prepares her own food, so it doesn't get contaminated. So that's really cool what he's done there.
Yeah.
Look, for the family, it's been the tiniest change that we've ever had to go through. For some reason, though, my son has taken this change as an opportunity to bully his sister. I've made it clear to him that this is not okay and have punished him several times for his bullying, but it doesn't seem to be getting through to him. Last week, this all came to a head when my son took all of the food my daughter had bought for the week and hid it, pretending he'd thrown it in the wheelie bin. I got a call in the middle of the day at work from my daughter crying, saying that he'd thrown all of her food away. I had to rush home only to discover this was a prank. I was livid. I was ready to make him eat nothing but rice for the rest of his life. He was under our roof. But I've come up with a better plan. So for the next 30 days, we are going to eat nothing but vegan food. We will make nothing but vegan food, buy nothing but vegan products. I told this to my son, that if he wants anything else, he'll be paying for it out of his own money. Well, he's lost his mind. My son has called my parents, which is his grandparents. They've rung me. Losing it. They're furious, telling me that I'm abusing my son.
Oh, God.
I ended up hanging up on them. The rest of the family have followed suit. Friends have followed suit, calling me a-hole-ish. A-hole-ish. My son is miserable, but I don't care. He brought this upon himself. Wow. Thoughts?
Mm. Well, first of all, why you think you have troubles, don't you? Like there's wars over in the other side of the world, but you know.
Yeah, somebody hid someone's food,
and this
it's a revolt.
But Bob, we'll deal with the situation on its merits. Okay. Yeah, okay. I mean, this is full on. I can understand why. The girl, the daughter, would have been so upset, all right, because her food wasn't there and I'm sure she was hungry.
But does it warrant 30 days of veganism? I feel like he overreacted a little bit, the dad. Yeah. But
what?
Well, the kid chucked a prank. How many pranks did you pull on your brother and sister growing up?
We don't know the backstory. Maybe he's the serial pranker.
Well, that's what I was going to say. But it sounds like this is at the end of a long line of pranks.
Yeah.
I mean, vegan people think that a plant-based diet's good for you. So, you know, it's not like he's abusing him. He's maybe giving him a better diet than he would eat normally.
Gone are the days of, I'll get the wooden spoon for you. No, I'm going to make you a vegan.
I'm going to force you to be a vegan. That'll learn you.
That'll
and
teach
he's like,
you
Dad,
lesson.
Anything, get the jug cord.
30
I'll
days
take of, 10 of your best.
30 days of tofu will sort anybody out, you think?
You don't make friends with salad.
Do you like it how, like, family, friends and the grandparents are now weighing into this as well?
I love it. The kids rang the grandparents. Dad's going to force me to eat vegetables.
They're going to ring Docs any minute.
That's right.
Docs is the next call.
Oh.
Have you pulled a tough one, a tough law, tough rule on Alani and then Mama Jude's come in, swooped in to defend?
Oh, I'm just trying to think. Probably. Sometimes I get a little bit carried away.
I've had a couple of incidents actually in the house where one of my sons has been known to get on a skateboard and do skateboarding on the tiles that are on the walkway to our house and crack the tiles. And then Granddad will come out and says, "Nah, he didn't crack it. That was always cracked." I'm like, "It wasn't always cracked. He cracked it."
That's coming out of the bond.
That's where we're going to pay for that later on.
So the other thing that I see the flaw with this dad's plan is, what if he doesn't like vegan food? He's got to eat it for a month as well. Everyone's being punished.
Yeah, well, actually, but he has the power to get in his car and drive through McDonald's.
could be his loophole. If you've got a dilemma or a bit of a quandary at home that you'd like us to discuss on the show, feel free to reach out. You can get us through the webpage or jump onto Facebook.
I feel like we solved that, didn't we? Yeah. I feel like we came to... You know, we've helped them.
I'm sure.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
When kids achieve something, they'd like to boast about it. They like to come home. You know, they come home with, like, their merit awards. They get a try in the football game. And they like to tell you.
In the past week or so, it's been the half-yearly report cards.
Oh, that's right.
As well. No, but it's true. And this should be awarded, you know. It's great that they feel proud of the things they do, you know.
That's right. You should be able to talk about your achievements and get some kudos. Lulu achieved something recently and she wanted to boast about it. So she said to my husband Milko the other day, so this is Lulu, the 8-year-old, she's like, Daddy, I got a secret. And he's like, tell me. And she's like, come with me.
Yeah.
And she takes his hand and takes him into the bedroom.
Yeah.
And then she pulls open her dresser drawer that's next to her bed.
Yeah.
And in the top drawer, there's a giant jar of peanut butter and a spoon. She had stolen the peanut butter out of the pantry and stashed it in her top drawer. We didn't even know it was gone. And then she was so proud about what she'd done that she went and told Dad and ousted herself at the same time.
It's all about small victories. You know, in life, it's about small victories, but that is so cute. You got to think. On one level, she is outing herself, but on the flip side, it's very cute.
Well, that's right, and because like she has Down syndrome, when she achieves anything, we kind of go, "Oh, God, that's impressive." The fact that you could think through that process and hide it and everything like that, I'm actually a bit bummed. I didn't think of that. I'd love peanut butter in my bedside drawer.
I can see you doing it, Jay. I can see you doing it. Milko will turn over to give you a kiss and go, "What's that smell on your lips? It smells like peanuts."
It's good for you. Doesn't peanut butter doesn't peanut butter help you sleep?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it does.
You're just giggling about the peanuts comment, aren't you? I can see your face is all red.
Couple of minutes.
You're rude, Damien Lee.
I didn't intend on being rude.
You're boasting about your funniness.
You've gone so red in the face. Look
no,
at you.
No, it's just what I said, actually. If anyone, I'm not going to repeat it anyway. But it sounded pretty bad.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
As you guys would be aware, we like to celebrate heroes.
Yeah, we do.
Show. Anyone who's done extraordinary things, we want to pick them out of the community or pick them out of society and just make an example of them so that other people can learn from the wonderful things that they have done.
Uh-huh.
You agree?
Oh,
yeah,
we love them. Well, put them up on the pedestal. Who have we got?
Okay, we have a local legend.
Okay. And then a hero
comes along. Yes. Yes.
Beautiful.
All right, now, I would love to say this guy's local to the Illawarra. He's local to Ireland.
All right, okay. So local to you.
All right. He's local to Dublin in Ireland. Okay. But he is a legend all the same. How many times have you gone to a concert, Jade, and the concert comes to an end and you get into a traffic jam and you're like, okay, well, this is it. Next 4 hours, I'm going to be stuck in just bottleneck.
There's nothing worse when you're leaving a gig, like from the entertainment centre.
You get stuck in that multi-story there at SOPAC.
Hours and hours. You might as well just sleep in your car for the night.
It's a nightmare. No one wants it. It's a pain in the ass. It spoils what would have been a great occasion. Well, this guy, his name is Sean, from Dublin. He had left a fantastic concert, got out in the car with his mates, and three-hour backed-up traffic.
Oh, God.
And that's when he had the idea. That's when the hero came along.
Okay, what happened?
He remembered that his mate had a high-vis top in the back. He put on the high-vis top and he got out of the car. Yeah, he sat roaming the streets. You got a bit of audio of him, actually, don't you? This is... That's him getting out.
My waters are broke!
His mates are calling out to him.
Yeah.
Thanks very much!
Now, what you don't seem to realise there is, I know you're listening to that sound, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, what are they doing?
He got out of the car and he pretended to be a warden guiding the traffic. He guided his own friend's car all the way to the top of the line and got them out. What would have been a 3-hour delay in traffic, he reduced down to 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Then he got back into the car, took off the high-vis vest and drove off.
Hero comes along. What a legend.
He's a legend. He's a hero. We should all learn from this guy. We should all learn from him. I think he had a lot of beers
good.
He had Dutch courage as well.
He
to back
pulled
it up.
Off, didn't he?
Oh, you know what? That's a story that should inspire.
Oh, and he got shouted a few beers, so when they got back to the local after that.
My goodness me.
Definitely.
We all need this sort of person.
We all need a high-vis vest.
We do.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.